And it's time to talk all things happening in Tumby Bay with Amy. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Keith.
I have been keeping an eye on your social media. I think you're just a little bit excited for Illuminate.
Oh, it's an understatement. It's looking pretty amazing. Tonight, we have Illuminate Adelaide lighting up our streets with amazing installations of art and light, and it is looking fabulous so far.
So what can we expect with Illuminate across not only just the next week or so, but specifically on the weekends? Because I understand that the Saturday nights are going to go off.
Yeah, so each night between the 13th and the 21st, from 6 till 9, is the best time to see the installations. That's going to be prime time to see the lights against the beautiful winter evenings here in Tumby. But we are doing some special stuff on the Saturdays. So this Saturday, the Colour Tumby crew and Tumby Bay Progress Association are running their hub. So people would be familiar with that if they've been to the Tumby Bay festivals before. So the Colour Tumby Hub at the back of the Red Roof Hotel. There's going to be some awesome food, music, atmosphere, and of course all the installations and things are close by, so that's a great place to go and chill if you're coming up that evening to come and have a look at the Illuminate Adelaide stuff and you want to go and have something to eat and go and have a chill time. There's some fire pits, a cool atmosphere. That's from about 5 o'clock until 9 o'clock at the back of the Red Reef Hotel.
And when it does come to other events happening, I understand that not only that will be happening the following Saturday, but there's going to be something else happening as well.
Yeah, the Colour Tumby Hub will run both Saturdays, but the last night of Illuminate, we have something special. We are having a family fun hub in front of the council building on Mortlock Street. We've got a very special installation there we're really excited about that families are just going to love and want to take pictures in front of. And to work around that, we've got Extreme Kites and Paddle bringing a bouncy castle. We've got a couple of awesome food trucks hooked on the peninsula doing their fish and chips and crafted food van from Port Lincoln. Our local youth advisory are doing popcorn and fairy floss. There's a bar from the local cricket club. It'll just be a lovely atmosphere for families. Glow-in-the-dark face painting even, Keith, just to go along with the theme of lights in the darkness. So a great atmosphere there, and that'll be, I believe food will be going from lunchtime onwards, actually, because that's a Tumby versus Ungara football and netball game across the road. So it'll all be happening in that sort of area. And then the kids' activities from 4 o'clock onwards and finishing up about 9. So come up any of these days to come and see the Illuminate Adelaide installations, but especially if you're going to pick the Saturdays, keep a bit of time spare to go and have a look at the hubs and have some fun.
Glow-in-the-dark face painting. I'm not sure I'm familiar with that.
It's under a black light. So we've got a very talented lady here, Nicole, who runs Specs and Squiggles. She does face painting at parties and events and things, and she's been getting into, this glow-in-the-dark face painting. So under the black lights in her marquee, you can see that they come up very bright and wonderful. So you'll have to come along and get your face painted, Keith.
I'm not... I'll have to see exactly whether I can go with the face painting.
One important thing to mention, the Illuminate Adelaide info is on their website, and it is illuminateadelaide.com, and then just follow the links to Big Picture Series Colour Tumby. And the map of all the sites is actually it's online. So trying to be environmentally friendly, Illuminate Adelaide are doing everything online where they can. We have chucked a map or two up in a couple of shop windows for those who may not be on a phone, but for the most part, it's QR code, it's jump on their app, and it's embracing technology, so it will be lots of fun.
Certainly make sure that you check those maps out. Thank you very much, Amy, and we'll talk to you again next month.
Thanks, Keith.